WCFM Morningside.
With Woodside?
And Elliot. It's 9 o'clock at night. It does seem strange being on the air, doesn't it?
It's fun.
Yes, it is.
Now I know what it's like to be like Geronimo.
Hey, you do?
Uh-huh.
My feelings go to you. We are going to be counting down this year a little different twist to our countdown. We're going to count down the top 50 albums, and from each one of those albums, play a hit song from that album.
That'll be a little bit different.
Sure, and we'll also play some songs that were big hits in their own right as 45s. We'll throw them in, too. So sit back, relax. If you're with some friends, if you're partying, make yourself at home. Here comes number 50. The name of the album is
Better Than July.
Hotter Than July.
Can't you see that right there?
Oh, Hotter. Top? Hotter Than July.
Right. Stevie Wonder's new album, number 50 for the year. Where have you gone? It's just about over, but a lot of good memories, things to look back upon, things to look forward to, like Stevie Wonder, who we just heard from, is going to be here January 16th.
Right around the corner.
And then looking back, Toys for Tots concert, album number 49 for the year, belongs to a man who appeared at our concert.
Robbie Dupree.
Which is also the name of the album. Isn't that original? Hot Rod Hearts, album number 49 of the year.
10 miles east of the highway.
Hot Rod Hearts, out.
Jim, you know there's going to be a lot of games, good old football games on the tube tomorrow afternoon and evening.
That's right. All the bowl games, the Orange Bowl, Sugar Bowl, Cotton Bowl, the Rose Bowl, Toilet Bowl. That's the one I play in.
Yeah, I'm quarterback.
Well, we hope you pick the right sides in the game, in every game.
Throughout your life.
That's right. Ace is up to you, especially in 1981. Here's Kenny Rogers from the 48th biggest album of the year,
The Gambler.
Title cut.
On a warm summer's evening
table, there'll be time enough for counting when the deal is done.
What a year for Kenny Rogers. Now, probably monetarily, the biggest artist in the industry. What did he make, $13 million this past year?
Not bad.
Oh, I'd like to get his income tax.
That was just his money.
Right, right. That's it. That's
after
it.
Everything.
That was after everything?
After everything. So we actually did a lot better.
Oh, not a bad year for Kenny, huh?
You know, there's a group that's counting their money as well as Kenny Rogers, too.
You mean some group actually made millions and millions? Because the record industry this year was a tough, tough year. I hope 1981 is better for the industry itself. But a group made a lot of money? Which group was that?
Even I know this. The Jacksons.
Oh, let me put on my dancing shoes here. I'm ready.
Right.
I'm ready. This is from the 47th biggest album of the year. The album's name is
Triumph.
Sure was. Bop, 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 Michael. I'm getting so excited by all the music.
Jim.
I can't even turn on the microphone anymore.
You're trigger happy.
Oh, I just love sitting here on New Year's Eve having a good time.
I wish the champagne would arrive.
It'll get here.
I ordered a whole bunch of pina colada juice for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, partner. We're just counting down the top albums and playing a cut from each one of those albums. That, of course, was Foreigner, number 46 for the year. And we haven't heard a pretty love song yet. One thing I can look back on 1980 and think about was the fact that romance came back. Everybody's into love songs or into love itself, right?
Well, when things get rough, you always turn back to the basics in life.
And love is a free commodity.
Yes.
Nobody can tax it. Nobody can buy it. It's right there. So how about if we play a pretty love song?
Huh?
One in a Million You.
Larry Graham.
So long. A one in a million. You.
WPGC, one of our extras for the year. The song itself, so big, One in a Million You. The album didn't make the top 50 chart, but we're going to throw in a couple of extras all during the night.
Sure.
Hey, just have a good time. Relax if you're with friends, if you're partying, if you're going out driving. There is snow on and off all night long. Please, please take it easy.
Hey, If you are going out, take some extra money with you. Maybe you'd call a cab if you're feeling a little woozy. Take the cab. Let them drive.
Right. Try to restrain yourself. New Year's Eve does not give you a license to get drunk. Okay? We want you to enjoy 1981 along with us. And coming up next, a song from the 45th biggest album of the year.
WPGC, John, we'll miss you.
Elliot Woodside here, counting down the top 50 albums of 1980. Local girl who really has done quite well for herself. Only 13 years old, I hosted her first concert here in Washington.
Who was that?
Stacey Ladislaw.
Yes.
When she opened for the Spinners.
Yes.
And she also performed at our Toys for Tots concert. Her album, title cut right here. Number 44 album of the year.
Look at me.
One of the biggest albums of 1979 at WPGC was so strong it actually carried over into 1980, and it was the number 43 album of the year.
You must be talking about Get the Knack.
That's right, and everybody got that album, and it seems that after that the group went... But their first album and one song from it really established the group. One-shot deal? Who knows?
My Sharona.
WPGC, I'm Jim Elliott.
I'm Scott Woodside.
And you know who you are? Still, I hope you do. We're getting close to 1981, counting down the biggest albums of the year. The Bros J, otherwise known in simple English as
the Brothers Johnson.
Light of the Night is the album number 42 for the year. WPGC, you want to dance a little more, Scott?
I'd love to,
but not with me, please. Maybe call up Cindy, bring her in here.
Where is the champagne?
It'll be here. Another one of the big songs that didn't quite make it in terms of being a huge album, but as far as a single song, what a hit. Oh, the S.O.S. band.
Take your time, do it, do it, do it, do it.
WPGC on New Year's Eve. I'm Jim Elliott.
I'm Scott Woodside.
See, we have to keep reminding ourselves. Counting down the biggest albums of the year. That album, 180, Ambrosia, number 41 for the year. You dedicated that song to Cindy when we first started playing it.
I sure did, and every time I hear it, I think of her.
Oh, that's nice.
And my New Year's resolution, one of many, is going to be to try to be a better father and husband.
Maybe have a third child?
No.
Coming up next, a cut from the 40th biggest album of the year, soundtrack of a movie, and the song itself was Casey Kasem's number one song of 1980. It's next.
When you spend good money for ski equipment, you want to be sure it performs right. And that means properly mounted bindings or good repair work. Over the years, Ski Chalet's service and repair staff has built a reputation for being the best in the business. Ski Chalet's mechanics have attended hundreds of schools and clinics on equipment maintenance and repairs. That's why people like them as much for their service as they do for their large selection of clothing and equipment. Come see for yourself at Columbia Pike in Arlington or Connecticut Avenue downtown. The pros at Ski Chalet will make it right.
The Indian Queen Teen Club is having a day ski trip to Round Top, Pennsylvania, January the 30th. For details, call 248-1260.
For the lady of the 80s, Ladybug.
It's the January clearance sale at Ladybug.
This is it, Ladybug's biggest sale of the year.
Featuring one-third to one-half off on Ladybug coats, dresses, coordinates, sweaters, blouses, skirts, pants, shoes, and accessories.
Why not start the new year in style?
At the biggest savings of the year.
33 to 50% savings.
Snuggle up to a cozy, warm Ladybug coat in your choice of all the latest contemporary style.
Mix and match Ladybug's sensational coordinates.
Tune into the year of the sweater.
Or get ready for stepping out in style with Ladybug's super classic and contemporary shoes.
Whether it's dressy or preppy, to wear to work or for a night out on the town.
Ladybug's got the look you'll love for less.
33 to 50% less. Now during the January clearance sale at Ladybug.
But hurry in now for the best selection.
For the lady of the 80s, she gets her look from Ladybug. For the
WPGC.
PGC from American Gigolo. There's Blondie. Did you see that movie?
Missed it.
You did?
I didn't see many movies last year.
Well, maybe you can see some in 81.
I hope so.
Yeah.
There's,
I'm wondering what our listeners would think as the best movie of the year. We ought to take a poll some morning.
Well, that's a good idea. What do you think was?
I don't know. I didn't see any. More music. Why not? At least we know how to play that for you. An album that was the number one album, and at the same time, this song was the number one pop single and the number one R&B single.
What is it? What is it?
Another One Bites the Dust.
I should have known.
Let me get in the trough. Here's Queen from their album called
The Game.
Number 39 for the year.
Let's go. Walks further down the street with the people way out.
WPGC with the top 50 albums for the year 1980. We're up to number 38.
Oh, I love Stephanie Mills from her album, Sweet Sensations.
WPGC got brass in pocket.
Where it belongs.
Right.
Right there, where your wallet used to be.
Of course,
the money that used to be in your wallet is also gone with the old year.
You got it. Just got a heavy piece of nothing in my back pocket.
Wait, there's an announcement from the Treasury Department.
There is.
For 1981. Print more money! Thank you very much.
You ought to be Secretary of the Treasury.
Yes.
Do very well. We're up to album number 36, and of course, 1980, the year, the Western look and people getting into Western aspects of American life became very, very big. Of course, you had the movie Urban Cowboy.
And the soundtrack, boy, was it big.
Uh-huh. The album came in number 36 for the year.
Hope they never end the song.
WPGC, I'm Jim Elliott.
I'm Scott Woodside. Happy New Year, almost.
Almost. We're ending 1980 by taking a look back at the top albums of the year. We're counting down the albums, and from each album, we're playing a song. Like, number 35 album of the year is from Genesis, Duke. That's the name of the album.
The name of the song?
Misunderstanding.
WPGC, FM Morningside.
WPGC, extra, extra,
Toto, Toto.
Right, this is not one of the top 50 albums, but what a big song this was in its own right.
It's not 99 either.
Yes, it is.
Number 99?
That's the name of the song.
Oh!
Put down the champagne.
WPGC, almost Happy New Year with
Elliot
and Woodside
at 95.5 FM. That's where we are, wherever you are tonight, partying or just being with that special somebody. Thanks for letting us join you at the end of one year.
One year and the beginning of a new year.
Yes, that's what I wanted you to say.
Hey, I can't help it. The carbon monoxide and the stuff I'm drinking.
Carbon monoxide?
Dioxide.
I'm sorry,
carbon dioxide.
Oh, I was wondering. I thought you had your mouth around a tailpipe. This is from the 34th biggest album of the year. Mouth to Mouth. Speaking of mouths, the group Lips, Inc. Funky. WPGC, I love the nightlife, baby. The Cars from the 33rd biggest album of the year.
Really?
Yep, and the best album cover I saw all year long.
I forgot what it looked like.
With the girl on the car, the painting by the Playboy artist.
Vargas.
Right, exactly. Remember the
Oh,
remember,
yeah,
remember?
That was classy.
Yes, it was. We're trying to make this show have some semblance of class.
Well, then we better stop right here.
Yeah, I agree with you. And when we come back, a cut from the 32nd biggest album of the year from the Doobie Brothers. Real
WPGC counting down. The Doobie Brothers had the 32nd biggest album of the year. Who had number 31?
Peter Townsend.
Oh, member of The Who.
Yes, from the album Empty Glass, too.
Oh, well, here, let's fill it up. What a year 1980 was for movie soundtracks, huh?
It really was.
That was from the 30th biggest album of the year, Xanadu, of course, Olivia.
We're having fun.
Yeah, this is what, our third New Year's Eve
going
show together.
Going into the third year together.
Oh, my.
Whew.
Next month, I'll have been at this station 6 years.
Ooh. No gray hair.
No, I'm having a good time. I love
no
Washington.
No hair at all.
I think the nation's capital is the best place in the world to be. I'm going to get you. Here's album number 29, and this is an album, I think the only album in our whole countdown where there was not really a big single hit, but the album itself was so strong. Of course, Rosington Collins was an offshoot of Lynyrd Skynyrd. WPGC, Kenny Loggins is sad to see 1980 end. What a year it was for him, huh?
I want to hear some love songs.
All right. Well, we just left off with album number 28, Keep the Fire. How about if we play two love songs?
Ooh, that even sounds better.
Huh? If you're with somebody you love? You're with somebody you love?
Yeah, I do love you.
Yeah, as a friend.
As a friend.
Yeah. Actually, we've been meaning to tell you. Where's Sydney tonight? Is she with the kids?
Yeah, she's at home.
Right.
I built a big fire for her and said, I'll be home at, a little past midnight, a little after one, maybe. And
whenever
we get together.
Done. Yeah.
We're going to have our own celebration.
Why not? That's great. Then you're going to be back here at 6 o'clock in the morning?
No problem.
All right. Well, here are a couple of love songs. From the 27th biggest album of the year,
Lost in Love.
Here's Air Supply, and we'll follow that with another soundtrack,
The Rose.
And Ben Midler.
I'm lying alone with my head on the phone.
WPGC, people say that The Rose actually is kind of Janis Joplin's life story.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, I didn't see the movie, but everybody says Bette Midler was spectacular.
Mm.
Number 26 album of the year. Coming up next, are you ready to rock and roll?
I'm ready.
I mean, if you're going to rock and roll, the biggest group to really hit in 1980, AC/DC. The new year, only 1 hour away. It's 11 o'clock, WPGC FM Morningside with Jim Elliott
and Scott Woodside.
Counting down the biggest albums of the year.
Pass the word. Phillips Bourne's famous warehouse coat sale is being held in the Branch Avenue Shopping Plaza in the Old Gem Store Friday, Saturday, and Monday from 9 to 9 and Sunday from noon to 6. This is the big coat sale you've been waiting for. 4,500 beautiful warm winter coats, all sale priced at one-third to one-half off. Phillips Bourne's warehouse coat sale Friday through Monday at the Branch Avenue Shopping Plaza in the Old Gem Store. Don't miss it. Phillips Bourne's warehouse coat sale.
Ladies and gentlemen, for Loyola Federal Savings and Loan, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Thank you. First question.
Do all the other reindeer laugh and call you names?
Not since I told them about Loyola Federal's grand opening in Bethesda. They all got prizes.
Now you can play in all their reindeer games.
Sure. You see, just deposit $200 and you get a free prize. Donder got a Raggedy Ann doll and Blitzen got a crystal marmalade jar.
Oh, what about Comet and Vixen?
Well, they each deposited $5,000. One got a travel kit and the other a travel alarm.
What'd your boss say?
One dark and stormy night, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? I said, sure.
Uh-huh. And where'd you go?
To Loyola Federal to register for the free door prizes. There's a video cassette recorder, a TV, turkeys, hams.
Loyola Federal captures the spirit of Christmas past and the fun of Christmas presents at its grand opening at 7535 Old Georgetown Road, just off Wisconsin Avenue. Member FSLIC.
How do you get there?
I just follow my nose.
It's so bright.
You could even say it glows.
Mm-hmm.
WPGC Sound Off.
I'd like to sound off about people blaming Yoko Ono for the breakup of the Beatles. John Lennon was denying that charge up until the day he died, and even 10 years after the Beatles' breakup, and now after the tragic death of Mr. Lennon, the Washington media are still blaming Yoko for the Beatles' split. Now that John is gone, does it really matter? Instead of criticizing Yoko, we should thank her for inspiring John to write the songs that he did after the Beatles split. John loved Yoko, he was fulfilled by her, and he was happy with her, and that is really all that is important. John is dead, but Yoko must live on, so let's help her make the transition to life without John a little easier and support her. All I'm saying is give Yoko a chance. A listener in College Park.
Best sound off of the week wins $30. Send yours to WPGC Box 8550, Washington 20027.
WPGC.
WPGC, we have to throw water on the transmitter when AC/DC comes on. Great song from Back in Black album, number 25 for the year as we count them down. Number 24 is next.
Breakfast in America, Supertramp.
Early morning yesterday.
WPGC, I'm Jim Elliott.
I'm Scott Woodside.
It's almost time to wish you a happy, happy new year. Please drive carefully tonight.
Oh, yes, please. Hey, the roads aren't like they should be, especially because the weather conditions and the second condition is the driver you should be looking out for.
Right. Please do take it slow. Enjoy all the music we've got for you. The 23rd biggest album of the year, Donna Summer's greatest hits. WPGC, if you had the urge to dance, hope that took care of you. That was an extra from the Spinners. The album wasn't that big, but the song, a million seller for the group.
Really?
Yeah, they've been together now 25 years.
That's cause for celebration. Listen, I'll be right back. I'm going to get some champagne.
All right.
We're close enough.
All right, you going to trust me with the music?
Yeah, and I'll get the pina colada stuff,
oh,
too.
Oh, please.
You like yours without alcohol, right?
Oh, well, hey.
Coconut juice?
Whatever.
Okay, I'll alert the monkeys.
I'll swing from the tree. The 22nd biggest album of the year belonged to Linda Ronstadt, who's spending tonight on Broadway. The album, Mad Love.
Oh, I tried and I tried, but I can't say goodbye.
WPGC, 1980, dominated by superstars. Linda Ronstadt, Stevie Nicks. From album number 21 for the year, we all waited for this album. So much anticipation. Did you like Tusk? Were you disappointed by it? It was different, but this was a great song.
Wait a minute, baby.
One half hour. A mere 30 minutes.
Oh, my goodness. We got to hurry up.
Put on your diapers. You're the New Year baby.
Okay, old man.
Oh, father time, right?
Uh-huh.
30 minutes, and it will be 1981. WPGC.
Never be the same.
Glad to see you back. Got it?
Without the champagne.
Scott. Scott, we're in public. Studio?
Oh, are we on the air?
No, we're just here because we wound up at a strange place New Year's Eve.
Oh, I love this time of the year.
Well, here, play a good dancing song for me.
Okay, how about some Kool and the Gang from their album Ladies' Night? Too Hot.
At 17, we fell in. Baby.
WPGC. We're counting down the top 50 albums of the year and playing a couple of songs that we like to call extras.
Extra.
Oh, it's time for another extra. Yes, and a very pretty song. If you're with your lady tonight, with your very special lady, we'll play this one for both of you. Kenny Rogers.
Lady, you're my lady.
WPGC, Kenny Rogers, Lady. Nice song. And speaking of ladies,
Pat Benatar had the 18th biggest album of the year, and she's next.
Don't
WPGC, I'm Jim Elliott.
I'm Scott Woodside.
And we go from rock and roll to something nice and mellow. Number 18 album of the year, you just heard Pat Benatar. And number 17,
Dan Fogelberg from his album Phoenix.
We just have time for one more song here.
Oh, no.
It's only 5 minutes from 1981.
I can't wait.
WPGC, we just heard Kenny Rogers. Boy, he had a great year. Another song from his album, Kenny.
Everyone considered the coward of the county.
Think you have talent? Well, here's your big chance. Step in the spotlight. It's the Gaithersburg Community Center's third annual Amateur Talent Night, January 24th. Well, they say we're amateurs. I don't know. We ought to try it out, Scott. For information, call 840-1862.
WPGC Sound Off.
I'm terribly relieved to hear that the court in the upcoming Bernard Welsh trial decided that he was, in fact, mentally competent to stand trial. I mean, this man stands to be convicted of burglarizing half the East Coast, but they are not sure he's mentally competent? Hey, anyone that maintains two houses, several identities, eludes the, I suppose, mentally competent police for years, and lives like a mentally competent lawyer, is to me just slightly mentally competent. To be honest, I'm sick of the insanity defense for every criminal that commits a particularly unusual offense against society. It seems like a plea bargain to me. It's used so often. I say throw all those guys in jail, maybe create a special section for them. But it's jail they belong, not a hospital. A listener from Vienna.
Best sound off of the week wins $30. Send yours to WPGC Box 8550, Washington 20027.
Oh no, it's that time of year again. Hate to bring you down, but this year there's hope. All you have to do is attend an income tax workshop January the 21st at John Hanson Junior High School. For details, call 248-1260.
The time is near. Look closely at your radio. Do you see our ball ready to come down?
Oh, no!
Get ready. Get ready. It's getting close. Oh, my. You ready to count down here?
Let's go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
Should old acquaintance be forgot and I forgot the words, so make up some new lyrics and welcome a brand new year.
Hey, 1981! Where are my streamers? Oh, my! Oh, yes! Go ahead, drink the champagne out of the bottle. Don't look for a glass. There you go. Swallow it. You're making a mess. Oh, my goodness, getting it all over the place. Oh, celebration. A toast to you, our listeners, from all of us here at WPGC. On behalf of the whole family, Scott, I'm sure that we can honestly say that we wish everybody the best in the new year.
You ain't heard nothing yet. Thanks for your support, and we're going to do so much better for you this year.
Yes, it does help. The check comes in every week. I guess pay the house payments. Oh, I love it. A new year, a fresh beginning.
What are your resolutions?
I haven't had time to think about that.
Okay.
To play another great song.
There we go.
WPGC FM, Morningside. WPGC, you think we'll be together as long as the Stones?
You know, we're going to make that our goal.
Here's a coincidence. The Stones had their first hit in 1964, and so did the lady who has the 14th biggest album of the year.
Diana Ross?
Uh-huh, the album Diana. Big comeback year for her.
I said upside down your turn.
WPGC, you're with the two guys. How about if we bring on three girls here?
Put down the champagne.
Yeah, bring on three girls.
All right.
That's what I say.
Here's an extra for the year. Great song in its own right. Album wasn't too big, though. He's So Shy, the Pointers.
When I first saw him standing there,
he's so shy. Oh, we.
WPGC with an extra from the Pointers. Let's pick up the countdown again.
All right, number 13.
Oh, is this a Navy song?
Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. Battle stations.
Take off that hat. You look ridiculous.
I feel great, though.
Still, it's New Year's Eve. You've been out of the Navy for how long? 23 years.
23 years?
Tom Petty, number 13 album for the year.
I
PGC, the 11th biggest album of the year.
In Through the Outdoor, Led Zeppelin.
1980, a tragedy with Led Zeppelin, with John Bonham dying.
Yes.
Who knows if the group is going to continue, or if In Through the Outdoor is the last album we'll hear from Led Zeppelin. Superstar group. We're up to the top 10 albums for the year 1980. All set to count them down, and the 10th biggest album of the year. If I give you a hint, can you guess who does it?
Okay, let me close my eyes.
The hint is, they call him the boss.
Bruce Springsteen and Clarence!
Right! The album's The River. It's next. WPGC had to be the concert highlight of 1980.
Boy, that was so much fun. Even Cindy liked it.
Bruce.
Yes.
She really got into him.
Yeah, and she said, I don't want to go to that Springsteen concert. Let's stay home and crochet.
You just have to see the man once.
That's all it takes.
Finally put that magic on record. The 10th biggest album of the year, The River. And from the 9th biggest album of the year, Pat Benatar.
WPGC with Woodside and,
Elliot.
I'm sorry. I'm losing my motor nerves this close to the end of the countdown.
Well, then don't go driving if you don't have motor nerves.
Don't worry. Cindy's picking me up. I just got a call.
I hope if you're with anybody that got a little too crazy that you watch out for them. Don't let them drive. Please.
Please don't.
Right. Just have them sit down, enjoy the music. We're up to the 8th biggest album of the year and a song which I would like to dedicate to George Stark and John Riggins.
Hold on, hold out.
WPGC with Elliot.
And Woodside.
We're just a couple of guys hanging out with you, and if you're with that very special someone in your life, we've got two pretty, pretty love songs to play.
Oh, you have to introduce this, because Lionel Richie is a good friend of yours.
Well, he's an acquaintance. I don't want to say hi.
You admire and respect the man so much, and when you talk to him, you talk to him rather than interviewed him and learned from him.
With this song, I said, how did you write Still? And Lionel said, well, he knew two people that got divorced and were friendly after the divorce, and two other people that really fought it out. It was a tough battle. And he just had all this in his mind. His friends were breaking up all the time. People that loved each other started disliking each other. And you had a friendly divorce and a bad divorce. And he just kind of wrote this song with those thoughts in mind, kind of trying to find a middle ground.
Lady, still.
WPGC, after hearing those two songs, I just wish we could dim the lights.
Okay, I'll be right back.
But I want to reach out for somebody, and you're just a good friend of mine.
Oh, wait a minute.
The mood has hit me.
Wait a minute.
It's all right, don't worry.
Wait, let me.
Yeah, have some more champagne. Sticks from the 6th biggest album of the year. How about if we get in our one last extra before we count down the top 5
you
albums?
Can do anything you want right now. I don't care.
Here's Steve Forbert, Romeo's Tune, an extra.
Meet me in the middle of the day. Let me hear you say everything.
WPGC, are you ready for the cream of the crop?
Oh, yeah.
The top 5 albums. We're going to count them down in just a moment. Each of these albums sold over 2 million copies apiece.
Are you serious?
Very much so. Very much so. I mean, this is really the tops. And the 5th biggest album of the year, a cut from that album, is next.
WPGC.
You may be right.
You may be wrong.
We're definitely crazy. But that means we're normal.
That's right. We're the normal ones.
It
we
is a
are
new
normal.
Year 1981, as we count down the biggest albums of the year.
Number 4444444. Bob Seger, 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 Seger.
Who's gonna ride that chrome three-wheel?
WPGC with Elliot
and Woodside. Do you know the third biggest album of the year also happens to be, in the history of the Washington area, the second biggest selling album of all time?
Really?
Yep, right behind Saturday Night Fever.
What is it? I can't see your list.
Here. Look at the shoes on the bottom of this here.
Off the Wall.
Michael Jackson. 300,000 copies just here in the Washington area. Here's one reason why. WPGC from the album The Long Haul.
No, The Long Run.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking about this show. The second biggest album of the year.
The Eagles?
Right. Somebody's gonna hurt
someone. WPGC.
When the Eagles were here in town, Joe Walsh said, "This is our dance number." And so they played Heartache Tonight, one of the real highlights of 1980. We only have one album left in this stack.
There it is, right there.
The biggest one of the year.
Ooh, it is big.
Look at that, yeah. Sure is. Worldwide, I think it's up to 8 million copies.
That is incredible.
Yeah, and this group has the biggest catalog album in the country.
Yeah.
From 1973, Dark Side of the Moon. And they were the first group to incorporate a light show into their live shows.
Right.
So they really have their act together.
I saw them live in concert in a park or in a farm in Tokyo, Japan in 1972.
Really?
Whew. It was incredible. Incredible.
In Tokyo?
In Tokyo, Japan, when hardly anybody knew of them, but they had such great equipment, electronic equipment, and a light show that was unbelievable. And here they are, already with the number one album of the year, Pink Floyd.
WPGC, Pink Floyd, from the biggest album of the year. Partner?
Partner?
This was a lot of fun.
It was fun.
Our third
one in a row.
Yeah, and I hope our listeners enjoyed it as much as we did.
Yeah, we really... Yeah. Thanks for letting us be in your environment tonight.
In your environment?
You like that? Well, I was going to say living room, and some guy's driving along in the car and say, "Where's the living room? In the back seat, smart aleck."
No, really. From the bottom of our hearts, we thank you for all the support you've given us and everybody here at WPGC. And our resolution is to make things even better for you in 1981. You turn us on for entertainment, and we want to give it to you. Make you happy. Make you smile. Let you win some good things. Play your favorite songs. That's what it's all about on our end. And if we can do that for you, we've got it made.
Happy New Year.
WPGC FM Morningside.